Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about the halachas of eating on Asara B'Tevet that falls on Friday. What does that mean, eating? It's a fast day. So there are a couple possibilities here. Number one is somebody who ate by mistake or at a minimum said a bracha and remembered that it's a fast day right before eating. So what is he going to do? So that's going to be category number one of questions that we have. That's eating by mistake or saying a bracha by mistake. And category number two is the mitzvah of tasting food on Erev Shabbos to make sure that it has the proper salt, proper spicing. As we say, to'ameha chaim zachu, those who taste of the food on Erev Shabbos, they will be zoche. So what are you going to do? What are we going to do when it comes to Asara B'Tevet, that's Friday? Are we going to be able to taste the food, or are we going to have to skip on that mitzvah? Okay, let's go back to our first topic. Somebody who forgot it's a fast day and ate or drank by mistake, what are they going to do? So they are going to continue fasting, made a mistake, continue fasting, and this fast does not have to be made up. Not required to make it up, just continue in a normal fast. The Mishnah Berurah says, in fact, that person comes mincha. If they forgot to eat, if they ate or drank before mincha, they can even say anenu at mincha, and they can even have an aliyah to the Torah at mincha. So that is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so that's somebody who forgot and ate or drank and then remembered it was a fast day. How about somebody who forgot, said a bracha on food, is about to eat, and then remembers? So somebody said, stop, don't eat. It's a fast day. What are you going to do in that instance? So here it's a machlokas. The Stei Chemin brings an opinion that Sheval Tase, better to not eat and just say Baruch Shem Kevod Malchus. So you said a brach already, say Baruch Shem Kevod. Hopefully that takes care of the issue. But you're not going to eat because it's a fast day. On the other hand, there is an opinion that says that because this is a rabbinic fast, we are not talking about Yom Kippur here, we're talking about a fast, that it is derabbanan. And accordingly, we have to weigh the two possibilities. Number one is I eat, it's a fast day, but it's a rabbinic fast day. Or I don't eat, and that could be a problem of a bracha levatala. And according to the Rambam, a bracha levatala is actually an iser, a lav in the Torah, saying God's name in vain. And accordingly, there's an opinion that says it's preferable to eat, which would be a rabbinic violation, rather than saying a bracha levatala, which could be, possibly in the sheet of the Rambam, an iser midi oraisa. So we have a machlokas, how to handle it. Somebody who said a bracha, didn't eat, and then recalled or was told that it's a fast day, what do you do? So some opinions say, don't eat, and say Baruch Shem, and some opinions say, just taste a tiny bit in order to not have a bracha levatala. You're not going to eat the whole thing, but a tiny, tiny bit, so it's not a bracha levatala. Now, the next question relates to the mitzvah of tasting food on Erev Shabbos. You want to make sure that it is tasty, spiced properly, has the right amount of salt. So it's a fast day. How are we going to do that? So we have three possibilities. Number one is that if you feel this food really needs tasting, it may be off. So put it on the tip of your tongue and spit it out. Spit it out. You're not going to swallow it. It's a fast day. So just get a tiny bit of a taste. Make sure it's okay. See if there are any adjustments that are necessary. So that's going to be done on Friday during the fast. You're going to just put it on the tip of your tongue and spit it out. That is option number one. Option number two, if the food is ready to taste it on Thursday night. So Thursday night, the fast starts Friday morning, early Friday morning. So Thursday night, taste it. And the other option, somewhat similar, is to taste it on Friday morning before the fast starts. When it's still permitted to eat, have a little bit. Have a little bit just to taste to make sure that the spicing is appropriate. So that is category number two of questions that we have today. Number one is somebody who ate by mistake or said a bracha by mistake on the fast day. Number two is being mekayem the mitzvah, tasting food on Erev Shabbos. And number three, how about handling of food? Are you allowed to touch food? Now, there's a prima gadin based on the Taz that typically says, Ein lagat b'ma'achalim shelo letzorach shema yavo lecho. When it comes to a fast day, you should not be touching food. We should not be touching food unless there is a need. The concern is if we're touching food, we may come to eat it. Now, that applies on other fast days. In other words, the fast day that's not on Friday. However, Friday we have to be involved in preparation of food. It is preparation for Shabbos. So if Asara B'Tevet is on Friday, that's going to be very difficult to avoid. However, nonetheless, we would say that if you have zero reason to touch that food, don't play with the food, don't touch the food if you have any reason for it. But in any case, Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs points out that on short Fridays during the winter, it's preferable regardless to make your food purchases, cook the food, bake the food as much as possible on Thursday in any case, because it's such a short day. So that would take care of some of the problem. But when it's necessary, definitely permitted to touch the food, especially in preparation for Shabbos. So that is how it would be a little bit different. We're going to be certainly more lenient in that shita. Not all poskim agree with that shita that we have this restriction of not touching food on a fast day. But at least in the shita, the Prima Gunin and his understanding of the Taz, his view of the Taz, that is don't touch the food unless necessary. Friday, they're going to be much more lenient. But if there's really no reason to touch it, then don't touch it. Have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for listening.